Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
You used to train.
To me.
Send me. Don't
come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
mercy.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
So amazing,
so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
given to me.
so amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power, so amazing, amazing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on this morning, amen. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God for them right where you are, hallelujah. All glory to your name, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name this morning, oh God. Lord, we come giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for remembering us on today, oh God, that you awaken our sleeping spirits, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for giving your angels charge over us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're always with us. So your word tells us that you never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness on today, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, what is it that you will have for us to do, oh God? And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will be our strength, oh God, that we'll be able to fulfill every assignment, oh God, that you're placed in our care, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we ask that you increase your anointing on our life, oh God. Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We give you praise and we thank you even as we press on today. We will make it, amen, and it's hallelujah. It's nothing the devil can do that will stop us because of your grace and because of your mercy, amen, that's afforded to us today. We give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a good God and you're a merciful God and you never leave us, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Today, as we purpose to fight the good fight of faith, oh, Lord, give us victory and receive all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for the victory that you have given us. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name as we come touching and agreeing on today, oh, God, for your word says, when there are two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing, there you are in the midst. So we thank you, oh, God, for being in the midst on this morning. Amen. Holy Spirit of God, we welcome you to have your way as we fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we pray right now, oh, Lord, bless, touch, heal, and deliver and change our lives from today onwards, and help us and those in our family to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare and to win the battle, Lord. Release the grace over us right now to fight the war, hallelujah, and win, and release the grace to press on in the power of your spirit and to win, because great is you that's in us and he that's in the world, oh Lord. Let us to be able to press on and to win in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that it is done, amen, in Jesus Christ's mighty name of Nazareth. Lord, we are trusting you for a breakthrough in our peace, hallelujah, our strength, our finances, our relationships, our healing, our deliverance, oh God. Let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, remove every delay to our breakthrough, to our healing, to our deliverance, oh God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let us grow to a greater glory and altitude in you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we thank you for it, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We come believing on today. Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief. Father God, according to Ezekiel 47, 1 through 12 verse, oh God, let your healing water flow into the life of your children, that we may receive right now and be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, fix that is broken and mend the tear in our souls, oh God. Amen. Oh Lord, let joy overtake us right now. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, command your peace to come and be still. Hallelujah. Rosh Hashanah. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, help us to take rest in you, Father God, for it's you that gives us rest, oh, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, do all that you can do. Amen. And we know, Father God, that you can do all things but fail. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, according to Psalm 55 and 19, the Bible said God himself will hear us. Amen. God enthroned through everlasting ages, the God of unchanging faithfulness. He will put them in their place. Amen. All those who refuse to love and reverence him. Amen. You follow, you faithful answer us, oh God. Our prayers and awesome deeds, oh God, our Savior. And we thank you, oh God. We decree and declare whenever trouble strikes, we will keep crying out to you, for we know your help is on the way. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you and we need you, oh God. We need more of you and less of ourselves. We decree and declare Psalm 91 and 15 right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We will answer your cry for help every time you pray. Your word says that you will find and feel, hallelujah, our presence, amen, even in your time of pressure and trouble. He says in the Bible, he said, I will be your glorious hero. Give you a feast. Oh, Lord, we thank you as we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So let it, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that your word tells yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answering prayers. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So let it, the Bible says in Psalm 5 and 3, amen, in the morning, Lord, you hear our voices. In the morning, hallelujah, we lay our request before you and wait expectantly. Amen. So we walk in expectations all day. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare that it is so, oh Lord. Oh Lord, wash our minds on this morning, oh God. Oh Lord, purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, oh God, that our thoughts be holy, pure, and righteous unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command every spirit operating us outside the Holy Spirit to speak your voices. Die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of that, we decree and declare that we have no unforgiveness in us. Amen. We forgive those who have hurt us, wronged us, abused us, accused us, lied on us, lied to us, talked about us. Amen. Mistreated us. We forgive them right now, God. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will help them to turn from their wicked ways and sinful acts of this world, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of that, my Lord, he comes out. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We, hallelujah, Lord, we ask that you search our hearts on this morning. Oh, Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, forgive us, oh God, of all our sins, known and unknown sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Lord, forgive us for all our transgression and trespassing and iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with hyssop and we shall be cleansed. Wash us and we shall be white as snow. Oh, Lord, creating us a clean heart. And we just want to say thank you as we receive our forgiveness right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation cannot stay. Amen. It has to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that we command every spirit of bitterness and resentment and revenge and retaliation and anger, rage, and wrath that you cannot stay in us. You got to go. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we have the fruit of the Spirit of God operating in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you. For the Bible tells us in Psalm 29:11 that God gives his people peace. And we receive that peace right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says in 2 Samuel 7:11 that Hallelujah, says, I'm going to give you peace from all your enemies. So, Lord, we thank you that even in the word you said that you will even cause our enemies to come and bless us. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We thank you that you loved us first, oh God. We decree and declare a new birth this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. That we're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it. Help us, oh God, to operate with the spirit of obedience. So we know that in obedience brings blessing, but disobedience brings a curse. And we decree and declare that we're blessed of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you for your blessing, oh God, that make it rich and add no sorrow to the life of your children. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord right now, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, purge the wicked out the land, oh God. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker on today. Amen. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher, deafen the ears of the evil listener. Hallelujah. We paralyze the enemy right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare the enemy cannot, hallelujah, will not come into our lives. Amen. We decree and declare they shall speak no evil upon us or those in our family. They will not be able to locate us in the spirit or in the natural. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations unless we speak directly to them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, all that have an ear to hear on this morning, oh Lord, let us hear. Well, thus said the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. For you called us blessed because we are your children. Your word says that you bless, no man can curse. And that you curse, no man can bless. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we have favor of God upon our life and that this is a set time that God is releasing his extraordinary favor, hallelujah, upon our life. And those of us that have been waiting for this time, we decree and declare that it is harvest time. Amen. We shall reap the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We shall live and not die. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that we decree and declare that we're healed emotionally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, right down to our soul in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that my Lord, my God, we decree and declare that depression has fled. Amen. Oppression has fled from our lives, from our spirit, and those in our family. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Death and destruction, you got to go. Sickness and disease and ache, pain and discomfort and infirmity, affliction and viruses, you got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We command you to cease your work, says die at the root and come out of us. Hallelujah. You got to go. We decree and declare that there's no lack. No more setbacks. No more missed opportunities. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we recognize by faith that God is worthy of our honor, praise, and worship as the creator and sustainer and hallelujah and end of all things. Amen. As our creator, we confess that God made us for himself, and in this day therefore choose to live for him according to Revelation 5 and 9 and 10 and 4 and 11 and Isaiah 43, 1, 7 and 21. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we recognize our faith that God loved us and chose us in Christ before time began. According to Ephesians chapter 1, 1 through 7, we recognize and pray that God has proven his love to us in sending his son to die in our place, whereby every provision has already been made for our past, present, and future needs through his representation, hallelujah, representative work, whereby we have been equipped, amen, hallelujah. We have been quickened and raised and seated with Christ in the heavenlies and anointed with the Holy Spirit according to Romans 5, 6 through 11. Amen. We recognize our faith that since we have received Christ as our Lord and Savior, we believe God's word that he has received us, adopted us into his family, whereby he has assumed every responsibility for us. Amen. Our body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, amen, healed, delivered, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare our members, the parts of our body are instruments of righteousness, yield to God for his service and for his glory. Hallelujah. Satan has no place in us, no power over us, no unsettled claims against us. Amen. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And we love not our life unto death. Amen. Hallelujah. We crucify our flesh and ourselves, our ego, our way, and anything else. Our body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for our body. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are redeemed out of the hand of Satan. Amen. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, all our sins are forgiven. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the God's Son, continually cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are justified, made righteous, just as we have never sinned before. Amen. Through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are sanctified, made holy, set apart unto God. Amen. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all conscience, from dead works to serve the living God. Amen. Come on, let's praise him on today like never before. Hallelujah, because he's done it all. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places and Christ Jesus. We can rest with our mouth and believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead and that He, Jesus Christ, is Lord. Amen. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue which rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Decree and declare that we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live yet not. Hallelujah. I, but Christ liveth in us. And that the life which we now live is in the flesh. Hallelujah. We live by faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. Amen. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're washed, sanctified, justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in us, whom we have received from God. We are not our own. Amen. We was bought with a price. Hallelujah. We desire to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. We are saved from wrath by Him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. We submit ourselves to God, who gives more grace to the humble, and He will lift us up. Hallelujah. Behold, the Lord Jesus Christ has given us hallelujah unto our power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Amen. We cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring every thought captive to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. We yield no ground to Satan. Amen. We take back all that we have ever surrendered to Him in the past, and acknowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of our, hallelujah, all our lives. Amen. Thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Let everyone say amen. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you. We affirm now that our children and our grandchildren and children to come shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children and our grandchildren, according to Isaiah 54:13. We thank you and praise you for your salvation for our children, Lord God. And we pray that you will love, hallelujah, that they will love the Lord God with all their hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. With all their soul and with all their mind, might and strength, and love their neighbors as thyself. Amen. According to your word in Deuteronomy 6:5 and Mark 12:30 and Matthew 22:37-39 verse. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, touch the hearts and mind of our children. Oh, Lord, let your hand of protection be around them. And we just want to say thank you. As it is written in Ephesians 5:17, our children and our grandchildren are not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Amen. Hallelujah. In Colossians 4:6, the word says their speech is always with grace, season was so that they might know how to answer each one. According to Psalm 34:10, our children and grandchildren seek the Lord and shall not lack any good thing. Amen. The Lord pours out his spirit on our offspring. Amen. And his blessing on our descendants as written. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. In Isaiah 49:25-26, it is written that the Lord contends with those who contend with our children. Heavenly Father, according to your word in Psalms 112:2-3, our children and grandchildren will be mighty on this earth, and the generation of the upright will be blessed, and the Lord gives us increase more and more in us and our children and our grandchildren. Amen. Behold how good and pleasant it is for our children and grandchildren to dwell together in unity, as promised in your word in Psalm 133:1, and according to your word in 2 John 1:2, our children and grandchildren prosper in all things and are in health, and even as their souls prosper. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. In 2 Peter 1:3-4 verse, Your divine power is giving our children and grandchildren all things that pertain to life and godliness, and they have been given exceedingly great and precious promises. Amen. The Lord blesses our children and grandchildren and keeps them. Amen. He makes his face shine upon our children and grandchildren, and he is gracious unto them. He lifts up his countenance upon them and gives them peace according to his word in Numbers 6:23-26. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let our children's heads lack no oil. Amen. And let their garments remain white, oh, God. And, oh, Lord, we pray and we lift up our husband and wives on today. And, Lord, we pray that you will be their strength, oh, God, their peace, their way, oh, God. Hallelujah. That you will heal their bodies and their minds, oh, God, their souls, oh, God. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let your hedge of protection be around them and our families and loved ones, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that all is well with us in our home. And right now we put on the full armor of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, God. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now or in the future. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that try to come into our lives of those in our family. And we decree and declare together on today that the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory. Victory over all the works of the enemy. Amen. We decree and declare that the enemy is destroyed. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you bless us in our going and coming home to you. Oh, Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies of God to and from our destination, Lord, and those in our family and loved ones in the body of Christ. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle and form of transportation that we or those in our family and loved ones may take on today and those in the body of Christ may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up. Everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay. Amen. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. That we are blessed by you. That we are kept by you. We decree and declare we have long life in Christ. Hallelujah. And we have life in the fullness. Amen. Hallelujah. And that we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. We decree and declare, turn around and come on today. Turn around in our finances. Turn around in our, hallelujah, our relationships. Turn around in our businesses. Turn around in our ministries. Turn around in our jobs. Hallelujah. Turn around has come. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We decree and declare with all saints in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love, that we are the righteousness of God, clothed with the robe of righteousness, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it. And we seal this prayer unto him with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray this thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's give God some praise. If you receive that prayer for yourself, may it be unto you according to your faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. If you're on the line this morning, want to hear your voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Samantha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Feeling blessed this morning.
Amen, amen. Looks like it's just me and you on the line this Sunday morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I thank you for joining me this morning. But we know that there's power in agreement. Amen.
So hallelujah to God. So the Bible tells us when there are two or more gathered in his name, he said, I'll be there in the midst. And so I thank you as we gather today, the two of us. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being in the midst on today. Hallelujah. So we come with all faith and believing. Amen. So we're going to go right into our scripture here. And then if you have any prayer petition, we'll take prayer petition. We'll touch and agree. Amen. This morning, our scripture is going to be coming out the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 8 through 10. Again, that's Romans chapter 8, chapter 13, verse 8 through 10. Again, that's Romans chapter 13, verse 8 through 10. The Bible says, do not owe anyone anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and any other commandment are summed up by this commandment: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. Amen. When we look at the scriptures here, biblical love is the decision to compassionately and righteously seek the benefit and well-being of another person. Amen. We owe that to others without end because the kind of love is the underlying factor in all of God's horizontal commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not covet. Jesus said all the law and the prophets depend on two commands. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen.
Amen.
I pray, Lord God, that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. Oh, God, that we will love like Christ. Amen. And we thank you for it. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name. We pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, Samir, do you have any prayer petition this morning?
Could you give me that verse again? I finally got to Romans. It's chapter 13, verse
8 through 10.
8 through 10. Thank you, ma'am. Uh-huh. Here we are.
Yes, ma'am.
You said chapter 13, verse 8 through 10?
Uh-huh, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. As far as this morning's prayer petitions, you pretty much took care of all of them.
Amen.
With your prayer.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Amen. I would say the only thing that I would want prayer for would just be a continuation of, you know, just my ministry, making sure that I'm doing, I mean, I'm already ministering, right? But just that the words that I speak, that they will be heard, essentially, by those that I speak to the word about the word of God to, and that they will, you know, help them in some capacity, right? And so that's the prayer. And then also for the family that we're staying with, just to, for them, they're in a situation where they're, you know, trying to get their house back, et cetera, and they've been, you know, really good hosts to us. So just prayers to them and prayers for their, you know, true home to be basically given back to them, essentially. So that's really on their hearts a lot.
Amen. Well, I'll touch and agree. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, just to pray for their children.
Amen. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, gracious Lord, I come before you on today with your daughter, Samantha. Oh, Lord, we just come, oh, God, with our combined faith, believing and trusting you for a mighty move in the ministry, oh, God, that you're birthing in your daughter right now. Your word says that your Father, God, that you will equip the call, those that you have called. So, Lord, I just pray that there be a great pouring on you, oh, God, that you will anoint her head, oh, God, with your holy oil. Amen. That you anoint her mouth, oh, God, that she will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of your Holy Ghost, oh, God. Not her word, oh, God, but that she would decrease, that you may have all the increase. Amen. That whatever she speak, oh God, of your word, it would take effect in the lives that you've called to her, oh God. to do your will in. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that you would prophesy mm-hmm. your truth, oh God, that would touch the hearts of your children and even touch the heart of the believer, that they may ask, how can I be saved? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
Of Nazareth, Lord, I pray that she will operate with an humble spirit, oh God, always humbling herself. For your word says, those that humble themselves, oh God, that you will exalt them, amen. And those that exalt themselves, that you will humble them. So, Lord, I pray that the spirit of humbleness, oh God, be upon her and in her, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus
amen.
Christ, of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that you will order her steps. For your word says that you order the steps of a good man, so God. So I ask that you will order the steps of your daughter, that she will truly be blessed, oh God, and all that she put her hands to do for you, Father God. Oh Lord, that she will show up in place, oh God, you've called her to, oh God, that they will receive her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because you've already prepared the way for her, Father God. And we just want to say thank you that you prepared a safe way. Amen. You prepared a way of blessing, a way of favor. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. And Lord, I pray for the life, health, and strength of her children, oh God, and that your hedge of protection, oh God, be around her, Lord, around her children, oh God, around the family, oh God, that she is staying with right now, oh God. Lord, we pray a great blessing upon their life, oh God, that you release your extraordinary favor upon their life, oh God, that provisions will be made, oh God, that they will receive back all that the enemy has taken from them, every home, oh God, every possession, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with no delay, Father God. And Lord, I ask, oh God, that they will operate with your godly counsel and wisdom, oh God, that they will truly be blessed in their decisions, that they'll know what to do when they don't know what to do, amen, that your Holy Spirit will
yes.
speak to them, oh God, that they will hear the Holy Spirit speaking, oh God, that they will operate on one accord, amen. Your word says, how can
yes.
two walk together unless they agree, oh God? So Lord, we pray that they will walk together and be on one accord, oh God, amen. Hallelujah, nothing that the
amen.
Enemy will throw that way will possible, God, but it will come to nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, remove every barrier, every way that the enemy has set up to block them from their blessing to receive all that you have portioned for their life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus
amen.
Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare no more delay, no more setbacks for them. Amen. Hallelujah. No more missed opportunities. Amen. We call them blessed. Amen. We call them favored by God. Amen. We decree and declare they shall
amen.
Live and not die. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord.
Thank
we bless
you.
Your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, I pray that you will command the increase even on their storehouses, oh God. Oh, Lord, let them taste and see, oh, God, how good you are. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that no man will get the glory, but all glory, honor, and praise will go to you, knowing that, Father God, it was you and you alone that did it all for them, that there will be no mistake. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, cause your daughter Samantha to be a blessing to them. Amen. For such a time as this. And we just want to thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Gentile. God bless you. Thank you so much for that prayer. Thank you for just feeding my faith this morning. That's Richard telling you thank you.
Amen.
We're just so grateful for you and your obedience. We just thank you for your obedience. And did you need prayer for anything?
I'm going to touch and agree in prayer. My prayer petition is just praying for I have so many things coming up and going on. Just praying for God's hand just continuously be upon my family. Of course, just praying for my mom, just to pray for her. That God will continue to strengthen her spiritually. I pray, Father God, that you will, I pray for divine order for our lives and divine positioning, that we'll be in position to receive all, Father God, that you have for us to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That we won't miss anything, that we will be awake, amen, we will stay awake, hallelujah, that we will continue the word of God, strengthen our spirit, man, as we die daily to this flesh. And I pray that you, Father God, that you will just continue to bless the life and the health and the peace of my husband as he carries his family, Father God, that you'll give him all that he needed, more, God, that he'll find favor in your sight and that with mankind, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, I pray that you even cause his enemies to come and bless him, Father God. Lord, I pray for open doors. Oh, Lord, that you will open up doors that no man can close in my life and the life of your daughter, Samantha, oh God, hallelujah, that we can walk in those doors of blessing, doors of good opportunity, doors of good relationships, amen, doors of healing.
God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, financial doors, amen. Oh, Lord, we pray that you open up the way for you on way making, God, amen. And by faith, we decree and declare that the way has been opened up, amen. And, Lord, we pray that you will close every door that the enemy has been operating through, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that, oh, Lord, the one that's trying to slander my name out in the social media, Father God, I ask that you silence the mouth of the evil speaker, that evil spirit that is operating in him, oh, God, that it will cease his work and delete all that they posted, amen, to try to slander, to try to bring me down, oh, God. Let it be done right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, let there be a... let there be a shaking to the core of that man. Amen. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, that fear of you, Father God, will come upon him right now. For your word says, touch not my anointed or do my prophet no harm. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory on today. Hallelujah, God. And I give it all over to you, Father God. And I believe and I trust in you that even the show that's coming up on February 17th, that you've already blessed it, that you've already ordained the people that you're going to have in the position and in the speech. I thank you, oh God, for bringing me every cast member, oh God, every pastor, every minister that's part of good comedy, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, I pray, oh God, for your provisions and your way, oh God, for the big show in June, oh God, hallelujah. Oh Lord, let it be done in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray, let us operate with the fruit of your spirit, oh God, having patience with all men, amen, operating peacefully, amen, being a peacemaker. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us both. And it's in Jesus Christ only when we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Good. Family and pray for your business. I wanted to pray for you so bad. I was like, you know, so just so grateful. Awesome. Well, bless you on the Sunday. Enjoy your day. And if I was still in Houston, I would come give you a hug around the neck. But if we're coming down to Texas, I'll give you a call so maybe I can stop by and see you and your family.
Okay, yes, let me know because I live between Houston and Port Arthur. So most of the time I'm in Port Arthur because my husband's out there working. But that'll be great. And, yes, you can pray for me. Yes, I was just allowing the spirit to move. There were some things that I needed to open my mouth for this morning. But you could go ahead if you like to pray.
Can I pray now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Almighty God, we just thank you, Father. We thank you for all things, oh God. But we thank you especially for your apostle, Chantel, oh God, for her obedience, oh God, for the love that she has for your son, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for all the healing that you've provided to her, Father, all the wisdom that you've imparted upon her, Father, and her spirit and her love of the scriptures, oh God. We thank you for her gift of tongues, oh God. We thank you for all that you're doing in the lives of her children, Father, and her grandchildren, Father. And we just pray a mighty blessing over her, Father. We pray that you will continue to bless her, God, in all things that she's doing, Father. We thank you for her husband, oh God. We ask for your health and vision on him and his and her family, Father. And we thank you for it. We thank you for just the tongues of our enemies to just be rooted out, oh God, and that they would turn to praise, Father. We thank you for this, oh God. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding to be with us, oh God, and our families, Father. We thank you for peace, oh God, and we thank you for all that you're doing in the life of Chantel, Father, in this day, oh God, that you will see your miracles today, that you will refresh and renew her on this day, oh God, and that you will just continue that passion for your word, Father, that you will continue to feel your presence in her life, oh God, and we thank you so much for your Holy Spirit, Father. We just ask that you continue to just be with us in this day, Father. Hear any unspoken prayers of her heart, Father, and meet her needs as they come about in this day and always, Father. It's in your precious and mighty Son's name that we pray, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. And God, I release the pastor's blessing at this time. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the absolute confidence
that at the midnight hour, the best of things can happen to you. God will bring you peace that surpasses all understanding, abundance beyond your knowing, and victory you have never seen before. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Nothing is impossible to those who believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name. Pray with thanksgiving, by faith. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. I love you. And I thank God for you, Samantha. You. Remember, we're on here the rest of the month of February.
Yes.
So whenever you can
praise
jump
God.
On, we're on. Amen.
Yes,
amen. God bless you.
You
have a good evening, the Lord.
Oh, you too.
Amen.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. God bless. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me live.